USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With Congress in the middle of their summer recess, one thing Democrats and Republicans can agree on is another stimulus bill does need to be passed. Republican Senator from Wyoming, John Barrasso, on when we can expect that to take place.
Yeah, there's a consensus. We need to do another bill. That'll be in the next couple of weeks. And let me just tell you what I believe needs to be in it. Number one, it has to focus on getting people back to work and children back in school. Number two, it has to focus on saving lives. And to me, that means more testing, better treatment, and then, of course, a vaccine.
President Trump sending out a tweet on Sunday saying anyone knocking down or harming the Washington Monument or the Lincoln or Jefferson memorials or any other federal monument or statue will face 10 years in prison. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Another state telling folks to mask up, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Louisiana, one of the states that are seeing surges in new coronavirus cases and deaths. And now the governor, John Bel Edwards, has issued a new order.
Masks are now mandated statewide for everyone age 8 and older, unless they have a major health condition that makes it difficult to wear a mask.
Speaking of masks, President Trump wore a mask while visiting military personnel undergoing treatment at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on Saturday. It was his first time sporting the face covering recommended by health officials as a precaution against spreading the coronavirus. The president did wear a mask, though, in a private setting in Michigan back in May. Accompanied by medical staff, the president walked through the entryway of the hospital in Bethesda, Maryland, wearing a navy blue mask with the presidential seal on the side. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The government identified about 650,000 small businesses and nonprofits that receive taxpayer money through the federal program designed to soften job loss from the coronavirus pandemic. The businesses had to receive over $150,000. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin tells CNBC why that was key in releasing the names.
Well, first let me just say the Treasury very much supports transparency, and we had discussions on a bipartisan basis on all the loans above $150,000. We disclosed them in buckets. And let me just say, you know, as I've said before, loans above $2 million are going to go through a review before they're forgiven. So you shouldn't assume that everybody who has a loan is necessarily going to be completely forgiven. We'll go through those reviews. And as it relates to really small companies of $150,000 or less, we wanted to protect that information because there's payroll information. And we didn't publish everybody who got enhanced unemployment insurance. So it's a very similar situation. But we did provide all the details. So over 4 million loans, people can go in and data mine. And they can see zip codes. They can see lots of information about those small companies that I think is very helpful for transparency.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.